If you're just joining us, we're talking real estate with John Glutch of Glutch Realty Group. It's glutchgroup.com. And we're kind of wrapped up, I thought, there. And then one more thing during the break, so we're going to hold you over.
Sure. As
rental homes. My cousin's Thanksgiving is when my out-of-town family comes in, and we have a big gathering. And it always used to be the same thing. All right, these three people are going to stay with this relative. These two are staying with this one. And everyone's, you know, spread out. Well, they rented I mean, this is a big family. This is mom, dad, five kids, plus the grandkids. I'd have to sit here and count.
Yeah.
They found a home big enough to house them all and split between, you know, six
families.
Yeah,
it's like $4 a piece.
Yeah.
You know, once you divide it by the 85 people staying there. Yeah.
Does that homeowner make any money on
that? Yeah, this is great. So my wife and I recently purchased a home and tore it down, actually built a brand new house over in Old Town Scottsdale because we wanted to have a house to rent out on. Airbnb was just one of the websites, or VRBO, basically as a short-term rental house. And this is a interesting new world that exists, and it's become very popular among consumers for the reason you just said. It's actually much cheaper in many cases than staying in a hotel, and you get all the amenities of a nice house. And because of the fact that you can actually make good money doing this, now there are real pros doing it. Stuff like we did, where we literally built this house to be a vacation rental. Like, heated pool, the outdoor patio is enormous with a big sliding door and a, you know, heaters outside, so you could indoor, outdoor. We got misters around the whole thing, so it's kind of all weather all year. And it's stuff we wouldn't have done for a house to live in, you know, these little extra niceties. But for a vacation rental, it makes a lot of sense. And so, yeah, there's a lot of money in this. It's a great business, and Arizona is a great place to do it because our governor has been very pro short-term rentals in terms of all the laws that are passed. There's no legislation at all that keeps you from doing this. Some HOAs will prevent it, but for the most part, you're free to do this, and it's very high-class professional operators that are out there making these great rentals and renting them to people who respect the neighborhood, and there's good money to be had in it. Absolutely. It's been a great boon for investors.
So if I'm looking to invest and expand my, you know, portfolio, you said earlier we had to take some chips off the table. What if I'm looking to put a few chips on? How does it work? So I buy a home and Airbnb, then I list it on there and they get a cut for booking
it,
but they keep it booked. And
yeah, so you're effectively getting more money for the rental. So you're going to rent the house out, but you're going to rent it to people for the weekend or the week or the month. And those platforms, Airbnb, VRBO, will take a cut of that. But they provide a great service in connecting you with the people who want a vacation here in wonderful Phoenix. And then you manage it. So you're kind of running the website on the back end, and you know, you need to get the house cleaned and all that stuff. And you can hire professional managers to do that. We have some people we recommend who do that. Or you can manage it yourself. And it's a little bit of work, time, and energy, but this is kind of our world we live in, right? Where people are now Ubering, driving Uber cars on the side, or they're doing, you know, web design stuff on the side. Everyone's got like a side hustle, right? This is not a bad one to have if you've got someone in your home who is willing to do the management. There's really good money in this, so you're talking anywhere between two and three times the rental income short-term that you would get on a long-term rental. And you can also buy houses in nicer parts of Phoenix that really the nicer homes tend to do really well here. So yeah, you're listing it online, and then you're kind of managing the process similar to what a hotel operator would do, but at a much smaller scale, of getting people in and out of your house, taking good care of it. And we've had really good luck with it. Very good people who rent our places.
And I would imagine location's pretty critical in this, because where I live in Whitman, I don't know that even Airbnb or VRBO could fill it two or three times a year.
Yeah, and you'd be surprised. Some areas, like, it's like, oh, I didn't know it would work there. But you're right. There's certain, you know, we're in Old Town Scottsdale for a reason. Everyone's going there for spring training and for, you know, all the great bars and restaurants there. You can walk to those from our place. And we developed a tool at the Glutch Group called the Zip Code Maximizer. And if you go to zipcodemaximizer.com, that'll lead you to the page. And we kind of proprietarily developed the software to analyze all kind of different factors, what your goals are and how much money you have to put into a property. And it'll kind of spit out the top five zip codes for your particular needs. And yes, generally speaking, those are going to be in the more touristy parts of town. Now, you're going to have more competition there. So that's where Whitman might work, is if nobody's got a house out there but you, that might work. And so we're factoring that in too. Like, how many other Airbnbs are already in the area? What's your competition look like? And yeah, there's some sophistication behind this that will definitely help you be more successful as you're looking to target a specific area of town to do this in. And again, this is really a huge win, I would say, for someone who doesn't mind managing it themselves. You can hire managers. pictures, but that does suck some of the profit out of this. If you don't mind having spend a little time and energy on this, there's real money to be made in this world for sure.
And, you know, like you said, competition. I just looked. The two closest ones are both, one's north, one's south, and they're both 12 plus miles from
there
our
house.
There you
go. Yeah. So if someone, for whatever reason, and you'd be surprised, it's always struck me as odd, is you're driving down the freeway and you see like this little string of hotels, 3-4 hotels, what seems like in the middle of nowhere or in a weird part of town. And I don't quite know how that works, but I know that they're, it's not as intuitive as we think it is, that only people only want to go to like the touristy parts of town. There are people who just need to be in Whitman. Like, there's no doubt about it. So you might be surprised, and there's ways to test it, right? Like, you could test it on your own place and just go, hey, we could rent out our place and go on a vacation for a week if there was someone who's looking to take our spot. And we did a bunch of blog posts about this at the Glutch Group, where how do you test this? Without spending a bunch of money, could you test it out on your own house? And, you know, you market your house on Airbnb, the one you live in, right? And then if someone wants to rent it for a week, great, go on vacation. If you've got the flexibility to do that, now you've just collected, you know, a few $1,000s maybe to rent out your place, and that will supplement the vacation you're about to go on to wherever you end up going.
So. And that brought a whole new perspective, because I do have a couple neighbors that go north. They take their horses and they go to their ranch in Oregon or Montana. You know, there's a lot of people in this area that go north.
Yeah.
And these homes are vacant in the summer. We could do that. You were talking about that side hustle.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Get those listed, rent them out while they're gone, and do the maintenance and cleaning on them.
Totally,
between each.
Airbnb is good at this. They have a screening process. They're very vested in you as an owner having a good experience. So it can't just be people have to submit government-issued IDs.
They need properties. They're motivated.
They don't want us
sure.
as the landlords to have really bad, or really for the renters, too. So there's internal reviews and all kind of different things that help make sure quality control is up there. There is some, of course, element of risk you just have to be realistic about. But in general, we've found it to be a relatively simple process. It can be a lot of work, especially if you're full-time, if you're doing this like we are, where you're really renting it out a bunch. That takes some time and energy, but it can be really lucrative. For the returns, to give you a comparison, a typical rental right now in Arizona, if you finance it, it's going to have a 3-5% cash-on-cash return if you're in investment terms. And a vacation rental is going to be closer to 12-15, so much higher. And then you've got the additional aspect that you own this house that you can sell down the road probably for more money than you paid for it today. So it's not a bad little deal. Again, if you don't mind putting in the time, if you want a hands-free investment, this is probably not for you. But if you don't mind a little bit of energy and time, it's been great for us. And again, that website is zipcodemaximizer.com. That gives you kind of the tool to plug in and see, you know, where it might be a good spot for you.
And the payoff could be, you know, when your equity, you know, cashing out on a huge big equity, sell that and then get into the home or the neighborhood that you wanted to.
Yeah.
Or that your life dictated, you know, it's time to upsize.
Yep. Absolutely.
Whatever the case may be.
Yeah,
interesting.
A lot of interesting ways a lot of interesting ways to look at this, and all the way from someone just renting out one of the extra rooms at their house while they stay there. People do that. That's probably not for me, but I know a lot of people do that.
That's not for me.
there's kind of that all the way to what we're doing, which is more from a professional standpoint of going, this is a business from the get-go. This is a small business we've started.
It's glutchgroup.com and then zipcodemaximizer.com.
Yep. And that's the one that'll get you kind of explain how that process works if you're looking to actually buy one of these. Yeah. So,
if you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text is 411-923 during the broadcast only, or email anytime, info@rosieonthehouse.com. A lot of the questions we take are project-driven, and you may need to snap a picture to help explain what it is you're trying to accomplish, or tool, material identification, whatever it may be. You can send images of videos to info@rosieonthehouse.com. And if you're looking for a realtor in the Tucson market, we've got Joel Kahn of Tierra Antigua Realty. You just click on Certified Partner. When you get to rosieonthehouse.com, find a certified partner, put in your zip code or city, select real estate or any topic you're looking for, and the results geolocated will show up. We're actually going to talk a little bit about the review process. There was a story this week, but I've got to give away these tickets. I was supposed to give away Coyotes tickets in the second break, and I completely blew past it. This is for, it doesn't even say who they're playing. It looks like a Spartan hat with a V. Vancouver would be my first thought.
Oh, who are we talking about here?
The Coyotes.
Oh, the Coyotes.
A Spartan logo with a V. Yeah, probably Vancouver.
I think Vancouver, yeah.
This is December 30th. The puck drops at 6 p.m. So the trivia question It's a fill in the blank question. It's from the February calendar at Rosie on the House. But if you've heard this program or any of Rosie's Blue Sky Pest Control commercials, you can fill this one in pretty easy. Fill in the blank. Rosie says there are two types of home in Arizona, those with blank and those without blank. The same word applies. Fill it in. So back to reviews on ABC this week. Somebody sent me a link to show me, and this is exactly why we use the Guild Quality, because the online reviews, they're so easily manipulated. Gary's put together a few clips here of the story that we'll play, and whenever you've got it queued up.
Only on ABC 15, a major investigation by the Let Joe Know team.
Yeah, you're trying to find a new restaurant, maybe hiring a contractor. The more online reviews with more stars, the better, right? Well, not always.
Tonight, a local business, dozens of questionable reviews, and a system some warn can be easily manipulated.
We asked Mike Blumenthal to take a look. He's with GatherUp.com, which helps businesses use reviews to gain customers ethically.
It's very odd.
Mike says dozens of A1 reviewers seem suspect, and some of the other garage door businesses they reviewed just can't be found. Like Spartan Garage in Phoenix. A Google search shows them on Camelback.
At this address, there's just a realty business.
And they reviewed Alpha One Garage Door. Google shows it at this Scottsdale address.
There's no garage service here. This is a senior living facility.
Google won't say why they removed the reviews, and we don't know who posted them. They directed us to their general policy showing prohibited and restricted content.
And that's exactly why we use the Guild Quality. It's a third-party customer survey and review. They really try and brand away from the review type of thing, but survey type of thing. And you can't just get online, type in whatever you want to say about whoever, and hit submit. You have to then verify. The Guild Quality says, okay, Mr. Gary D., what's your address? And what was the name of the contractor? Well, then they verify with the contractor that this work was done for your home, so that you absolutely know this is a real review. This is a real homeowner. This is a real contractor. They really did it. What'd they say in that story? That they went to the addresses that Google had listed, and these companies didn't even exist.
There was no company there at all.
It was a senior living facility. And who did that? Who's Joe? I really don't watch TV.
Joe Ducey is the investigative reporter at ABC 15.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That partners with KTAR.
And at the end of that newscast, they said they'll be following the story and they'll have a follow-up. I've got to figure out how to get those follow-ups to keep up with the story and the resolution on it. But that again, we use a third party for all of our certified partners as part of the screening process. And it's a new feature to Rosie on the House on the grand scheme of things. We've been using it about 4 years, but this is our 30th year, so a relatively new element. And they're all still five-star. You know, every new customer that comes in has to become a member. We've got a grace period for our old partners to get grandfathered in. We don't like to dictate business or tell them how to operate ours, but that is part of our policy going forward. We've got a time period where all of our members will have to become Guild Quality. And that way, it helps keep up with quality control on a new level. Once we've verified that they're great and they're quality control driven, they become a partner of the network. This now lets us monitor them on a more frequent basis as we grow and expand to have a certified partner for every trade throughout the entire state of Arizona here at Rosie on the House.